Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, September the 23rd, 2019. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 14 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you will find on the Podbean page to the left under the Links column. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of the synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So let's have a look at today's show. Well, I'm going to start up with an unfortunate reality which we all have to face if we have anything to do at all with the financial world. The Federal Reserve, the nation's central bank, is lying to us. They're constantly telling us that it's not currently forecasting a recession, as its chairman told us last week. But its actions tell a completely different story. So I'm going to have a quick look at that to see if we can identify how to tell when the Fed is lying, other than by watching its members' lips move. All right, well, then the next thing we shall talk about is the economy and how it can be good for some but not for others. I will be talking in that respect more about the Fed, in particular in terms of this debt crisis and how this decade of historically low interest rates has begun to warp the US economy, and how the Fed, frankly, is doing all the wrong things, as it always does, so no surprise there. Then I will talk about the beginnings of this horrendous crisis in what is called the repo market. I will describe what that is, and I did actually send out a rather interesting 10-minute explanation to my donors this weekend, so that might be of interest to some of you as well. Then, having said what the Fed actually can do to help this situation, I will then talk about what the Fed cannot do. It's really rather interesting. They don't have much power over the economy. They can't raise wages. They can't force credit-worthy households to borrow more money. They can't stop banks from lending only to the people who want to borrow money, i.e. those who are credit risks. They really are powerless to stop the consequences of their policies. So I'm going to have a little chat about that. Then I will talk about corruption at the FBI, which is becoming clearer and clearer as we are beginning to see some light at the end of the tunnel. I personally think that Comey will be indicted, but that's just my personal opinion. I will talk a little bit about that, and also how Mueller acted in real bad faith. He knew without a doubt that he had no case. So I will let you in on some of that too. There's been more smearing, as I'm sure you know, of the Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh again. We need to talk a little about that. And then finally, I'll have my own little chat about Brexit. I told you I probably wasn't going to say that much about it, but I simply cannot resist. It's too tempting, and it's too interesting, frankly, to ignore. So, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, I will, as I said, gladly email you independently upon demand 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows or something like that, and I will take care of making sure that you get what you ask for. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times that you're living in. So feel free to select any 3 shows, but I highly recommend the latest 3 because they will give you an updated version of the events which are fresh in your mind, and you'll get to see how I treat them. So with that, let me give you my contact information, starting with my email, which is on the Podbean page, but let me give it to you here again anyway. rwlmartin1@aol.com. Those are my initials, rwlmartin1@aol.com. I have a Facebook and a Twitter page, which I'm sure you are aware of, and my Facebook page has some comments of a slightly reduced nature, making them not really appropriate for the show, but you can listen, read them at www.facebook.com/RichardMartinsWakeUpCall. That's all one word, no punctuation, no spaces, lowercase, please. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. So I also have my Twitter page for the famous one-liners that you've all come to know and love. That would be www.twitter.com/rmwakeupcall. That's RM, my initials, Wake Up Call. RM, Wake Up Call. All lowercase, one word, no punctuation, just RM, Wake Up Call. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, with that, I shall take my leave and be back with you again on Friday with another synopsis. This is Richard Martin saying bye-bye. Till then.